the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
SATU has threatened legal action if the two controversial clauses of the Bela Act don't come into effect in 2 days' time. The teachers' union has given the president an ultimatum in a letter telling Cyril Ramaphosa to comply or face not just the law, but industrial action as well. When he signed the bill into law in September, it was implemented immediately, bar for two sections that deal with language and admissions policies of schools. Ramaphosa suspended their implementation for three months to allow for consultations. The period ends on Friday. Solidarity and AfriForum, who are among the groups opposed to the two policies, began discussions with the Basic Education Department and the presidency at NEDLAC. Among other things, they agreed to recognize that norms, standards and regulations around the Act have not yet been completed. In a statement, SATU says it's reminded Ramaphosa that the Act was passed in line with the Constitutional Court injunction to redress the imbalances of the past and facilitate the right to access of quality public education. KZN police say no arrest has been made in connection with an incident where an elderly woman was struck by a car in the parking lot of a Balito mall. The 68-year-old suffered critical injuries on Monday afternoon and was airlifted to hospital. It's understood she was visiting the North Coast with family from Pretoria. Spokesperson Robert Netsiunda says investigations are continuing.
Police in Umhlali are investigating a case of reckless and negligent driving following an incident in which a woman was allegedly hit by a vehicle at a parking lot of a mall in Balito. The victim was airlifted to a hospital for medical attention.
In a separate incident, seven employees working at an industrial site in Guadaguza were hurt after being run over, also in a parking lot. It's alleged one of their colleagues lost control of a vehicle and crashed into the group. Doctors Without Borders says it will partially resume its activities in Haiti's violence-wrecked capital, Port-au-Prince. It suspended operations over threats to its staff. Haiti has suffered from decades of instability. The situation escalated in February when armed groups launched coordinated attacks in Port-au-Prince to overthrow then Prime Minister Ariel Henry. Gangs currently control 80% of the city. MSF says it's resuming activities after constructive dialogue with key stakeholders. And tech giant Apple has rolled out major updates to its artificial intelligence offerings that integrate ChatGPT into its native applications. It's partnered with OpenAI to integrate ChatGPT into its writing tools and Siri virtual assistant. It allows users of the latest iPhone or iPad to access the AI chatbot without leaving Apple's ecosystem. Durban 29 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 34, Richards Bay 40. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.